Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Did you know that three-year-olds and four-year-olds can ask questions that even though you know the answer to, you can't tell them? You could tell them, but they wouldn't know what you're talking about. Do you ever have to tell them, well, you know, when you get bigger, when you grow up some, then you'll understand. And sometimes they look at you like, why you keep saying that? Because it's true. Because you don't relate right now. And spiritually, it's that way. It's why the Lord has not been able to talk to a lot of people about a lot of things, because He could tell you and you wouldn't know any more after He got through telling you than before. You got to grow. Got to grow to where you can understand it. Now, let's go on to another category. There is infancy. Just spiritual is just like natural. There's infancy. There's childhood. And there's also those teenage years. Can you hit teenage years, so to speak, spiritually? Yeah. And a lot of the characteristics are the same. And one of the words that you'll find in the Bible is the word young, attached to young man, young woman. And if you look it up, you'll see that's the category of person he's talking about. We'd say teenage, early teen, and teenage to young adult. Well, let's talk about being young spiritually. And how to grow up to that point and then beyond that point to spiritual adulthood. Go to Acts, the 20th chapter. Acts chapter 20. What are some characteristics and indicators that you are a spiritual youth? Well, here's one. Acts 20. Acts 20 and verse 9. Says, there sat in a window a certain what? What are y'all laughing about? Y'all already read this story, had you? A certain what? What kind of man? Now, it says it again that he was a young man. Anytime the Bible emphasizes that and repeats it, then there's emphasis not just on that he's male, but that he's what? He's young. And so, hence, you know, the application of being young spiritually. A young man named Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep as Paul was long preaching. Now, what y'all laugh about that for? Well, while you're laughing, you better pay attention to the rest of the story. Yeah. While Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep, and he fell down from the third loft and was taken up dead. Paul went down and fell on him, and embracing him said, trouble not yourselves, for his life is in him. When he therefore was come up again and had broken bread and eaten and did what? I thought he'd already preached a long time. Talked a long while, even till break of day. Now, we've never had a service like that. Huh? It'd be scriptural, wouldn't it? Wonder how many would stay awake. Well, now, the reason why I ask that is because there are a lot of people that, you know, they're 50, 60 years old, but when it's nap time, by golly, it's nap time. And when it's bedtime, I can't stay up. That is not a characteristic of adulthood. I know I grew up in a home where my dad worked night shift. Some of my earliest memories, I wasn't walking and talking good, I don't think. But my dad come in at 2 in the morning and bring home popsicles. And we'd eat popsicles at 2 in the morning. And that's how I started out. And so I'd stay up late, and I worked some night shift things, you know, in my early years. And so I would say, well, I'm a night person. And still, I can stay up late. But I said that one too many times. And the Lord said to me one day, he said, what if I want you early in the morning? I said, well, I'd be available, yeah. He said, well, then you're not just a night person, you're an anytime person. You got to watch about setting limits on yourself. And you got to watch about being so rigid in your routine. I mean, some routines are okay, but there are times when you need to stay up. And there are times when you need to get up. And you need to have your body under control.
Thank you, Lord.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Eutychus couldn't stay awake. Characteristic of youth. The NIV said the young man was sinking into a deep sleep. The New Living says he became very drowsy. You ever been there? Finally, he sank into a deep sleep. The English says, as Paul kept on talking, Eutychus got sleepier and sleepier until he finally went sound asleep and fell out of the third story to the ground. And when they picked him up, he was dead. Selah. Think about that. Does the Bible talk about spiritual awakening? How many remember that he said, awake, wake up, thou that sleepest. Rise from the dead. Christ will give you light. Somebody say, wake up.
Wake up.
Say it a little stronger. Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up. Wake up. Did the Lord say that? Wake up. Rise up from the dead. Why rise from the dead? Well, the Lord spoke to my heart years ago. He said, most of the world is either dead or asleep. He's talking about spiritually. Most of the people on the planet are either spiritually dead or they're asleep. Either way, you are not aware of what's going on. Spiritually. Not aware of what God is doing in the earth or what He wants done. And have you ever noticed somebody that's in a sound sleep? They can look like a dead person. You lay a dead person and you lay them sound asleep. They're moving the same. They look the same. And there are a lot of people that are saved, but they're spiritually asleep. You can't tell any difference in their life and a person that's not saved life. They're asleep. They're not awake. Oh, but there are a few people in the planet. They are alive and they are awake. Oh, come on. And they know what's going on. Glory to God. And we're living in a day where a lot is going on. You need to be awake. You don't need to miss it.
That's right.
Say it out loud. I'm alive. And I'm awake. Spiritually, we're talking about. Glory to God. So a characteristic of spiritual youth, one of them, is not paying attention. And not controlling yourself. Go to Titus, if you would. Look at this. Titus, the second chapter. Say it out loud, pay attention.
Attention.
You snooze? That's not a scripture. But there's something to it. The proverb does talk about sleeping away your hour of opportunity. So the principle is there. Titus, the second chapter, verse 6. What does it say? Titus 2:6. What does it say? Young ones, exhort what? To be sober minded. Now, someone other than King James, we don't get all that. The RSV says, urge them to control themselves. The Moffat says, tell the young men to be masters of themselves at all points. Was Eutychus mastering his body that night? No, he let the sleep overwhelm him. And he yielded to it. And he went sound asleep. And he missed the message and died. and had to be raised up by the grace and mercy of God. Can you get in trouble by not paying attention? By yielding to your flesh? Should you master your appetites? Should you master your desires? Should you control your mind? See, children and little ones have a short attention span. But those who are developing and growing up, their attention, they can sit and they can focus for longer periods of time. And that's one of the things that, you know, there's a lot of churches, you dare not go in there and speak over 30 minutes. They'll pitch a fit. Why? They have the attention span of a gnat. If you're going to develop spiritually, you must develop powers of concentration, focus. Have you ever noticed you get down to pray? You know you should pray more than 2 minutes. You got something on your heart, you know you should pray. And you get to pray in and you pray what you know to pray with your understanding and you run out real quick. So you're going to pray in the Holy Ghost, you're praying in tongues, and your understanding's unfruitful. So while you're praying in the Spirit, your mind's doing this. And goes, hey, hey. And if you're dumb, you'll go, what? Hey, such and such is going on. We're not going to miss that, are we? My program's coming on TV. Hey, hey. And if you're easily distracted, your prayer time's over. Your body's got a voice. You're supposed to be praying, and it'll go, hey, 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 my knee hurts, quit. Hey, I want to lay down. I won't go to sleep, honest. Just let me lay down. Or it'll go, hey, hey. I noticed there was some chicken in the refrigerator. I'm hungry. Let's go. I think we'll pray better if we get some chicken. And if you're easily distracted, you'll never pray to amount to anything. You sit down to read your Bible. It'll be the same way. There'll be 932 things that can distract you and pull you away. And if you're easily distracted, you will not grow. You will not develop. You'll not get what you should get in prayer. You won't get what you should get in the Word. You're antsy. You can't sit anywhere for any length of time. You got to be moving. You got to be doing something. You got to go, go, go. Characteristic of undevelopment, spiritual youth, immaturity.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Spiritual Youth, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010. Branson, Missouri, 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1603H. That's R-1603H, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.